Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Juvo Hub podcast. This is episode 46, and we are in 2022, our first episode for the new year. So very grateful to have this show continue. And Mark and I have a lot of cool things in store that we've been talking about and brainstorming to take this show up to the next level. Mark, my friend, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Yes. Happy New Year, right? We're into a whole new year. I hope it won't be the same year that we've had for the last 2 years, though. I hope we will have moved on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, it's nice to see a lot more live events. You know, you've been doing a lot more in-person training, and I've been able to go to a lot more in-person events, and I have in-person training classes coming up for 2022. So it's all good. We're starting to see some sense of normalcy come back. So thank you everyone for being part of our show. We just wanted to make sure we express our deep gratitude. So one of the things that we are pivoting a little bit on with this show is we want to make sure that we are delivering it in a way that you can take back and use in your own classroom environment. So for instance, today's topic is about learner engagement. Mark and I have some very clear objectives that we're going to talk about, discuss, teach, and we want to present it in a way that you can take that back to your team. And so we appreciate our community. Thank you so much for those who are part of our community. And we look forward to many, many more as the year progresses. So we appreciate that. So our topic today, Mark, learner engagement. And you know, as we were preparing for this show, especially thinking over the last couple of years, you and I both experienced seeing a classroom where there's just an overwhelming amount of negativity and disengagement from time to time by certain students. What's been your experience? What have you seen? And why do you think it's happening? Like, what do you feel is like contributing to it?
Yeah, you know, it's a great topic. It's one that I face every day out on site. And you know, what I do is do soft skills leadership training for the on-site people. And what I'm finding is it doesn't feel the same the way that it did 10 years ago, 5 years ago. There seems to be this fatigue around the training, especially when it comes to the customer experience or say soft skills or the sales cycle. I think there are a few things that create this or that have created it. First, I think that the pandemic has driven some people absolutely crazy, and the attitudes and frustration of your residents have certainly tainted the way that we might perceive what we do today. So we come into work already frustrated. You know, we're it's sort of like that anticipation of getting yelled at. You know, what's that old saying that sometimes the anticipation of the event is actually worse than the actual event? So we will talk a little bit about that too. Like, how do you get back into your mind to say, you know what, get that negativity out of there? But I feel like what's happening is our residents, the world has been put in a place where it's so easy to complain and about the simplest things, or it's that they've been at home and they see every little thing is bothering them. Their normal routine is off. There's something about their life that they can't get back to. And when you truly think about, you know, the emotional intelligence or the triggers behind that, you don't really know what's creating that angst in your residents. And I say all of this to get us back on track to why is it that when we go back out on site to try to ensure a great customer experience, and I look out at this room of people that seem very frustrated by even the notion of, wait a minute, you want me to give more customer experience when these customers are so crazy? Yeah. So you have a lot of the angst going on in the world. I also feel like people have become almost maybe numbed to the idea of the customer experience. What more can we do? Our occupancies are full. And so this is a big global problem for us right now. Why should we care if our occupancies are full. I just had this conversation today with a few people and I said, you know, what should you be showing me? What should you be doing when your occupancies are full? And someone said, well, I mean, I don't know, like there's not a whole lot we can show them if we don't have anything to show. And you miss the whole point of, yeah, you have so much you can show. You can show your amenity areas. You can show the property. You can bring them in, sit them down, still make them feel welcome, build the excitement of, yes, we may not have anything to lease here, but this is why you want to stay in touch with me in this property, because we're in high demand. I think it's retraining, reprogramming the training thought process for our employees out there today.
Yeah, absolutely. It is really a mindset. It's like if we're, you know, you mentioned that it is a big challenge for our industry. And how do you get past the fact that we don't necessarily have to serve people because all of their apartments are already rented? But what I've seen, like so many other factors that are just continuing to just, people are just still in survival mode and coming to a training class, whether it's a Zoom related, like a webinar or in person, their mind is so bogged down by so many different things that they're just not ready for their minds to open up for more training and more education. And so I feel like for those who are running their learning and development departments, there needs to be that ongoing level of excitement that needs to be initiated to get people like happy and excited about that, the fact that their company is providing training for them. And help, you know, it's sometimes it's like you almost have to have like a reset button. I wish our brains did. It's like you walk into a classroom and here's the typical situation. They got in a fight with their spouse, their partner, their kids made them late. They spilled apple juice all over the car on the way to dropping them off to school. Somebody cut them off in Atlanta at the connector, and they had to slam on their brakes and their coffee spilled all over them. And then they're running in, they're taking 3 phone calls, answering 10 emails. And now they have to sit down in a classroom and be like, all right, I'm ready for class now. You know? So I think a lot of our listeners would resonate that, unfortunately, that's how a lot of our days can go at times. And then trying to get our mindset around being trained isn't always like a quick adjustment when you walk into that classroom.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You know, it's interesting, as you were saying, all of those things that can happen to anyone at any point during their day and throw them off course. I was in a training room recently where I remembered walking in and there was maybe 8 people, 9 people in the room, but the looks on their faces, it was almost like they were miserable being there. Mm-hmm. And I just had to stop. And I said, you know, first, before we even get started, like, how are you guys? How was your morning? And my point to this is I wished more companies had the time or ability to do what I call like those mental health check-ins with their employees. It's funny. We either do mid-year reviews or end-of-year reviews before we really find out what our employees truly wanted from us as the organization. But when you think about someone's constantly changing world or life, what I tell you at the end of the year may not be true at the end of the next year. I might have needed something in the middle of that. And so I find that what I do first is to evaluate my classroom. And I have to ask myself, if I'm looking at a bunch of unhappy faces, I need to figure out why are you guys unhappy? Where are we today? And I started actually this session by saying, you know, how have the residents been treating you? I know we've been through some really difficult, 2 years of difficult conversations, difficult dealing with difficult people. And so though my class was about customer service, I started it off with a little bit of an emotional intelligence sort of tune-up is what I call it, a check-in. Like, how are you guys? How are the residents treating y'all? Once I get past that and I can ask them, you know, usually I do this at the end. I'll say, what would you guys like to see next? What kind of training is most important to you? So I evaluate the room, kind of knowing my audience, if you will, by simply finding out what motivates you to be here. If this was a mandatory training, then, you know, hey, I get it. The company motivated you to be here. So when that happens, I always look for the people that you can tell when you have those superstars, the people that want to be there because they're engaged with their own professional growth. And then the people that are just disengaged, that don't want to be there, that do have too many things going on personally in their mind and don't have any input or feedback to the content. I try not to get into my own head about those types of people. I look for the people that want to be there, that want the growth, that are willing to separate that sort of change. Like, let me say this the right way. We always teach people, leave your personal stuff at the door when you come to work, but we don't always do that.
Right.
So I say that knowing that it's easily said, but hard to do when you have a lot of personal stuff on your mind. But it is, to me, a true sign of someone that is going to be an incredible professional that can do it. Right. I look at those people in the room and I watch the engagement. I watch the excitement. I look for their feedback. And those are the people that I want to nurture in the future. Those are the people that I see as the future leaders. And if there's only 2 out of 10 people in the room, then I'm happy that I had 2.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's awesome, man. Yeah, you got to look for that. I a couple of things that you said it reminded me of a class I taught. It was just a couple of years ago, and I was really having a hard time like reading the room, so to speak, and understanding what was going on. So at like it was an all day class too. So you know, we're talking about marketing, we're talking about SEO, we're talking about you know, some very nerdy topics, and but we're also kind of relating it to the overall customer experience. And I could just see, you know, like the topic itself maybe was just like frying some brains a little bit.
Yeah.
So at lunchtime, I took the time and got to know the people that were in the class a little bit more, and in a comfortable way went and had a little bite to eat with the ones who weren't engaged in the class. And it was like 2 things to me that I learned from that. One, you know, it's, we got a lot of introverts that come to these classes and that just may not be, they just may not be feel comfortable speaking out in a classroom setting. And like you mentioned too, they just haven't been able to purge all of those things that happened to them just trying to get to that class for that day. So that kind of leads to, you know, I want your thoughts on, Mark, on like our, like we've talked about from an awareness standpoint that we are going to have disengaged learners. It's going to happen. The contributing factors to why that happens. Mm-hmm. So let's put ourselves in the learner's seat for a minute. You know, you and I are always learners. We're either learners in seminars that we're taking. None of us stop learning. We're always going to be in that environment. What do you do, or what have you heard from other people when your brain, your heart is in that disengaged funk? You walk in. What are some tips that we could talk about to help, you know, kind of like turn that off and get ourselves ready for absorbing education?
Sure. I think that, you know, when I look at this from both of us speak publicly we go on gigs where we walk into a room full of people that wanted to be in the room, right? But when you're talking about an organization having a trainer or someone that needs to train their own internal employees that are disengaged, and to me, that's totally different because, you know, they didn't necessarily sign up to come to your training. It might be mandatory. And right. So the first thing I think that you have to ask yourself is, are you seeing that a lot? Is it something that is more recent, or more consistent. If it's something that is recent, it could be the temperature of what's happening in our environment, our world today, in our industry. It could be fatigue out on site. And like you said, they're not capable of absorbing more at that time. But it also could be an indication of, are you truly giving your employees the buy-in, or do they have buy-in to your organization? What else are you doing that is building trust? I find that when people don't trust the organization, or don't feel like they've been heard or have gotten what they have wanted in the past or asked for what they've needed, then they're disengaged, because they don't have a lot of faith in what you're peddling or pushing at that moment. So I always sit down with some of my clients and I say, let's really talk about where you think your company culture is today. Because if your company culture is off, you don't have the trust, then they're not going to ever really truly be engaged in a lot of things, especially if they're new, or additional things that you're asking them to do, because the trust hasn't been there. And I've talked to some of my clients about surveying their employees, you can use companies to do this. You can do it yourself, create your own survey, but get the feedback, ask for the feedback. I'd rather have the feedback sent to me internally rather than it hitting Glassdoor after the fact, after they're gone. But I think you can find out a lot about your company culture, the temperature of your employees, by simply surveying them, yeah, or truly sitting down with them when it's not a end of year review and saying, I want to do a check-in, like maybe creating some type of, once a quarter, a mental health check-in or whatever, reading the pulse of your employees. But I know that people are more willing to give you that honest feedback when they feel like it's coming from a place of trust.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. And so it's for our listeners, the takeaway that I'm hearing from you is, don't walk away from that classroom knowing that there was an apparent issue with some students, or even if you are the learner, if you feel comfortable enough, talking to your training director, do something about it. Like, something has to be done about it. Like, otherwise it turns into like just wasted time, where change cannot be initiated in order to make that next event better, that next session better. And I think of, the times when I've been in that classroom environment, and when you and I were talking about this, is like, I was like, well, what do I do? I think of what it just took to come and do this. There's 1,000 things going on, and lots of appointments, lots of meetings. And now I'm in a recording studio with you and we're talking about, we're planning. And, so it's like it's the little things that matter. Mm-hmm. Is my phone shut off? Right. Is my iPad shut off? So that, and I'm doing this, I forgot to do it. So what's happening right now while you and I are talking about how to deal with being engaged? I've got text messages showing up on my phone. There's three people are emailing me because I forgot to just take a moment, and turn on that, do not disturb function or whatever is available, so that I am present,
right?
In that moment, I've heard some of my friends say, like, they even take just a mental moment, stop. Take a deep breath, try, and hopefully that will help purge whatever negative energy is going on and be able to. Yep. So there's like, everyone has like their little maybe routine. You know, for our learners, you got to find that routine and you've got to be disciplined, because I think it applies not only to just a learning environment, but in order to be productive and get the most out of anything, we have to have our own set of rules in order to maximize that productivity. That's my thought.
Absolutely. You know what? I couldn't agree with you more. And to make this message clear for anyone that's listening, that's the learner that seems disengaged, my advice is this: when you go into any type of learning environment where someone is teaching you about something that maybe is over your head, or like you were saying, the marketing piece was, whoo, you could see the glossy look in their eyes. I always encourage someone that if you're going into some type of educational experience, why? Find the why. There is something that you can gain, something you can learn that makes you a better professional in any situation. And I truly believe this, that if I stay true to, I want to grow my professional self every day, then I could learn something from every conversation that I put myself in. Even if it's being frustrated by what you're talking about, like teaching myself to, you know, smile and be polite and be calm and, you know, like ease and control my attitude. So it's funny sometimes when I'm in situations where I'm like, ooh, I really checked out of that conversation like 10 minutes ago. But what I get to do now is I get to practice all of the professional techniques that make you still seem, you know, interested. So if you cannot be interested, then find something about where you are in that place that you can at least work on some type of professional incentive for yourself. I say this because there was something that happened in one of my classes. Actually, it happened twice. And I don't know if this says something about me or the learner, but two people fell asleep. And I don't know if that's ever happened to you when you looked out in the crowd and see someone sleeping. That is a trigger for me. I'm like, if you didn't get enough sleep, then I need for you to go home and get some sleep and come back another day. But it's so insulting to me to think that you show up for some type of educational session and you fall asleep. So either I'm boring you or you're too overwhelmed in life. But I think that's kind of my advice, is go into it asking yourself, what is it that I can take away from this time I'm going to spend? Because you'll never get that time back, right? And so why walk away from something thinking, wow, what a colossal waste of time. I don't want to live my life in that moment of, well, wow, I can never get those 10 minutes back. I want to think, you know what I learned about myself in those 10 minutes was this or that. That's kind of my take on it.
Absolutely. I love it. That's great. So I think that really, really rounds out the discussion overall. So our objectives today, let's be aware of it. Let's make sure we're doing something about it. And let's see what we can do as trainers to address it even in the room. And then for us in our learning, when we're in those learning positions, make sure that we're doing what we can to be present and be respectful to the instructor. They've worked hard to prepare their material, and they are enthusiastic about sharing their experience, their tips with us. So, you know, it definitely goes both ways. You know what, Mark, would be a really cool idea. I don't think this is a one and done topic. So we should ask our audience, like, we would love your tips. Please share them with us. Like, what do you do if you're a learner? What do you do to keep yourself engaged? And if you are an instructor, a trainer that's listening to this episode, like, what are you doing to address learner disengagement? Like, what are some tips you can share? Share it on the YouTube comments. You know, if you have Mark and I's contact information, go ahead and share it with us on Instagram. However, we're on all the different channels, so whatever works for you. But we would like your feedback to share in a future episode on learner engagement. What do you think? I think that's a good idea, Mark.
I love it. Anytime somebody wants to maybe even come on and we do a part two, if you've got a lot of comments, then that's great. I love the feedback. I love any questions, any comments that you guys have about the topics that we're discussing. So yes, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. So please share. This is a community. We want your feedback. We want your experience. We want to be able to share that, share your voice with the property management community, because that's what Juvo Hub is all about, helping hand for all of you. So Mark Howell from Howell Creative Concepts, awesome. Make sure you check him out. And this has been our class on learner engagement. Class dismissed.
Bye-bye.
See you soon.